first glance, you look at the prices of ranging between sort of 220 and 250, and you know, averaging around that 230, 235 cent level. That historically they're very strong. They're towards the top of the range we've seen in the past, and they haven't been a lot higher. Even in years where we've had good seasons, good spring seasons down in Western Victoria.
Particularly on the back of last year where the prices were quite a bit softer, was it surprising that you were seeing that upkick in prices?
We always expected the prices to have a rally when they did get a decent rain in northern New South Wales and Queensland, which they sort of had in December. I mean, it's been a bit patchy, but they have had enough to kick that demand from up there, whereas last year it hadn't rained and we didn't see a lot of northern demand at the wiener sales, which helped depress not only the wiener sales but the market in general.
Now, while the prices on paper are looking good, when you look at other trends, they're coming across quite cheap, I understand, was your analysis. Can you take us through the theory behind that?
Yeah, so we like to look at the value of the wiener steers relative to other indicators in the market, be they the Eastern Young Cattle Indicator or the finished cattle. And what we've found is that relative to this year, relative to the EYCI and the finished cattle price, the wieners are pretty cheap. Normally, on average, the wieners in Victoria will trade at a 15 to 20 cent premium to the EYCI in January. And you know, last week it was 6 cents. The wieners were at a 6 cent premium. And you know, the last time we saw wiener prices at current levels, 2011, 2012, the finished cattle, you know, say the heavy steer price was back at 3.40 to 3.50 cents. And you know, last week, I think, you know, Victoria, the heavy steer price was 3.70, and in New South Wales, it was over $4. So if you look at it relative to those indicators, we think the wieners look pretty cheap, and that's probably a factor of the dry spring and in Western Victoria and South-East Australia and the lack of local competition for the cattle, which has seen a lot of them head north at, you know, relatively cheap prices.
So how does that set up the next few months ahead?
Well, it sort of looks good for anyone who's buying them because the international beef market is still very strong. There's going to be a tight supply, providing the rain keeps coming, tight supply of cattle, finished cattle in Australia. So anyone buying these wieners can be reasonably confident that there's probably going to be a dollar in them, you know, providing they've got grass to feed them, of course, and you know, we don't see any out of left field, which sees the international beef price decline.